This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we have with us at the moment Alios Alavi, an artist who, together with Sher Ali, has put together a magnificent, what would you call it?
Why don't we ask him what he calls
it? What an excellent reason. Elias, sure. What is it that we're here to look at?
Yes, so in this work, once you enter the room, there are five prints. Go back to 600 years ago, there are prints from a very mystic giant bird called Simorgh. And then in other side, there are three paintings done in miniature style. And then in the biggest wall, you see a big wall painting.
It really grabs your attention.
So is it painted? We were trying to work out. Is it actually painted? Or is it, yeah,
it's painted? Yes, so it's painted over 2 weeks.
Whoa. Yeah. Did you do it?
Yes, so me and my friend Sher Hosseini, we did it together.
Right, okay. Well, look, we'll come back to it. But we always like to ask, you know, give us your background, your history. Obviously, you're a fine art expert because it's so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm originally from Afghanistan. I lived in Iran for quite a while. And then the last 14 years, I'm living in Australia. And a year ago, I moved from Adelaide to now Melbourne.
Why? And any reason?
It was just, I think part of it was like because I have a studio here now. So it's been a really great way to explore a different city. So many amazing memories from Adelaide, but also Melbourne being a pretty beautiful, really amazing place.
Yeah.
And I'm a writer as well. So I write poetry. So there's so much connection between my visual arts, which is painting and installation, and poetry.
So where did you perform the poetry? You actually go to open mic poetry or?
It's mostly, sometimes I collaborate with musicians when we do a performance piece.
Okay.
But it's most I write in my native language, which is Farsi. And so I published a few books, not in Australia, but in Afghanistan and Iran. And I am working with an amazing translator in Melbourne. So hopefully we could publish the book in English.
Right. So where did the painting skills come from? You know, did you study visual arts?
Yeah, so before in Iran, I was really drawn to drawing and I did so much drawing. But then here, I started at University of South Australia. So I finished that in 2016. But also I have a master's degree from the Chelsea College of Art in London.
Hello. Mm. You all are very impressive, very impressive. So when you were asked to be part of this installation, this exhibition, you know, like obviously it's about joy. What is the joy that you're brought here?
Yeah, so for me was how the exhibition is at the Immigration Museum, it's really important.
Well, especially for somebody like you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That connection was really the main interest for me. And then I thought what we could bring to this project to reflect on our experiences as well. And then so when I was thinking about the theme, so I think the story of Simorgh was very aligned with the whole project, you know, just amazing mystic, you know, bird traveling from one place to another place.
Right.
So I think just by going this journeys, seeing, you know, in the other levels of this museum, you see so many other journeys. And then this is another journey.
The flight of a bird.
Mm, exactly.
Right. Exactly. And describe to our listeners, what is the bird? You know, and it's so gracious and so grand.
Yeah, so to make it very simple to the listeners, is that so we have Phoenix in the Western mythology and it's really big. So then in the Eastern side, there are other birds. So for the many countries, including Iran and Afghanistan today, Simorgh is one of those mystic birds which is really, really known. So we believe that the bird is alive, still alive, and seeing the, you know, the birth of the whole universe three times. So that's like what has been said. So the inspiration I got is from a poetry book written in 12th century by a Sufi poet. So the whole book is a whole long poem describing these journeys and how this group of birds trying to find their true leader, a kind leader. So then they start this embarking this big journey, many thousands of birds going and going along the way. Many, they're like, oh, we're tired, or they're like, we're not sure what we're going to find this Seymour, this giant bird. Finally, only 30 of them left. And then they see the reflections of themselves on the water. And one of them says, actually, you know, that giant bird is us, you know, we 30 birds.
Whoa. That's a beautiful story.
So it's such a very, like very spiritual and very, grounding story.
And so simple. But we actually have to see our reflection sometimes, or to have a deeper understanding, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I feel the connection is so strong to Immigration Museum, because showing that those who going to a new place, although, you know, we are individuals, but collectively we are so strong. Mm. So in this case, 30 birds coming together make this giant bird called Seymour.
And you've incorporated some audio as well.
Yeah. So that's a really good point. So there are some sounds which from the birds native to Afghanistan and Iran, and also some birds native to Australia. Right. So I wanted to make that connection. And then there's traditional Afghanistan music as well.
Now, with the bird, have you stayed its original form, as in, you know, like paintings and prints and whatever, or have you reimagined it yourself?
Yeah. So this bird's been depicted by many great artists throughout the history, which we have some of those prints, goes back to 600 years ago.
Yeah, and they're beautiful.
They're really, really amazing. Yeah.
So detailed.
Yeah, so detailed.
And what I love about them is they're quite small on the side walls, with this huge painting in the middle.
But the bird that we painted on the wall, it is our adaptation, looking at so many others.
Yep.
And saying this is our version of the Seymour. Mm.
And you said 2 weeks it took you to...
Yeah, it took us 2 weeks. Yes.
Right. And did you have it, worked out exactly what you were going to do, or was it a little bit freehand as well when you were painting it?
We did come to a final design weeks before, but obviously once you in the space and start painting, it changed a little bit.
Right. Okay. So you would step back and look and go, maybe we'll change that little bit, or add a little bit of color here or there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. We had many other birds around the giant bird, but at the end we felt like, for example, how many birds to be, to, just like those decisions that you make.
Yeah.
I think their space tells you, like, actually it looks better to make those artistic decisions.
Now, we've been asking all the artists have been in today, you know, what does it mean to you to be part of this exhibition? What feeling are you getting from this?
Yeah, I feel like really proud, and it's just amazing that how many people coming and to see the exhibition, but also children coming as well, young people coming. So I think for me is also that's important to have a bit of an education as well. So for the first time may heard. Maybe hearing the name of this bird, so they may go and look further. So that's really beautiful for me, because I really wanted to show that how each cultures, each backgrounds, they're full of a story, full of art. And I think that's really, really important. And I think, as I mentioned, because it is in the Immigration Museum, I love that, you know, those who read the text, the neon text, those who listen to music and in the music, part of it, you're hearing a young girl reciting part of the poems. And so I think especially for those would be much more significant hearing in their own language.
Yep.
And that's very important.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, because it's the most beautiful painting. You should be. Are you really proud of it?
Yes, we are. No, I think it's really, such an amazing opportunity, and also working with other artists.
Yes.
And also,
Also different to each other as well.
Exactly. Each room is quite different. At the same time, it's such a connection of in color, especially in lighting and. Mm. And no, it's been really, really wonderful.
Well, again, congratulations. Beautiful piece.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Elios Alavi, thank you so much for your time. Talking about In Search of the Simurgh here at the Immigration
We're
Museum.
Found it. It's on the wall.
It's on the wall, isn't it, David? Yes, we had to go back and have a look at it a second and a third time. You are listening to Sunday Arts, coming to you from the Immigration Museum, celebrating their Joy exhibition.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.